Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, we're talking road trips because it's almost summer, okay? I think, what is it, kickoff, the middle of June? I say it's summer now. I'm sorry. It's warm enough and I'm ready, so let's go. But the question is, what's the longest road trip you've ever taken in a car and where did you go? Because it's road trip season. I mean, a lot of people are going to be flying, but a lot of us will now drive. A lot of people drive to Florida. I remember doing that as a kid. A lot. We did that, I think, every summer. We would go to Florida in the month of May, and we would drive, and it would take 2 days, and we would stop at a hotel. The other trip we would always take, we would go to New Jersey to see my grandparents, because my dad grew up in New Jersey. We would drive to New Jersey twice a year. It was hell on earth. Me and my sisters in the back seat, all smushed in the station wagon. Ugh, it was the worst. Anyway, what's the longest road trip you've ever taken? Surprisingly, neither of those are the longest ones I've ever done. The longest road trip? I went cross country. I went Southern Illinois to California. Well, I guess that's not cross, but pretty close. And I helped my friend, Anna. She was moving to Los Angeles after college. She said, screw it, I'm out. She said, I'm moving. Do you want to drive out with me and fly back? So I did. And we drove all the way across the country. It was amazing. We went through Arizona. It was just a fun girls' trip. I would do it all over again. And then I flew back after I helped her move out there. So we're talking about the longest road trip that you've ever taken. I'm curious to know. I'm going to go ahead and take someone right away. Hello, good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Brittany from Cudahy.
Oh, hi, Brittany in Cudahy. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right.
Good. So what's the longest road trip you've taken and where did you go? I'm curious.
So the longest, like, actual distance-wise road trip was from Milwaukee to Las Vegas.
Oh, and how long did it take you?
Well, we took us like 2 days because we stopped, but it was for my friend's 30th birthday, and he's like, I want to go to Vegas for my 30th. I'm like, All right, let's go.
So you guys drove. You never even thought to fly, or it was just too expensive?
Well, we kind of wanted to do like a let's do a scenery thing.
You wanted the scenery. It was a choice.
Yeah.
Ah, that's cool. Yeah. Very, very cool. Yeah, see, I'm a get there quick girl, but I can appreciate a good road trip. So, Brittany, I love it. You guys drove from Milwaukee to Vegas. Would you recommend for anyone considering it?
Yeah, absolutely. And then I had another one, the longest, like, emotional, mental one was from Phoenix to Vegas.
She's like, but hold on, we have a sub trip where it was hell on earth. Why was Phoenix to Vegas so bad? It was the best or the worst?
It was a family trip.
Yeah.
And we were in like middle school. We went to Phoenix and just for a family vacation. My dad's friend lives in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And we couldn't fly directly to Milwaukee from Phoenix. We had to catch our flight
of course.
Vegas.
Yeah.
So we had to drive in the middle of summer in a car there where the air conditioning wasn't working.
And at one point,
my dad was like, hey, look, it's the Hoover Dam. Do you want to stop and see it? I was like, just keep driving.
Hell no. The Hoover Dam's right outside of Vegas.
Water.
You're like, no, keep going. We're almost to Vegas, Dad. Oh, that's horrible. Driving through the desert with no air? Miss me with that. It's like 120. I mean, that's crazy. Yeah. And then you have the windows down. The air is disgusting. Ugh, Brittany, you know what?
Yeah.
Miss me with that. Have a great day, girl. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks, you too. Take
bye.
Care. Bye-bye.
You too. So there you go. We're talking your longest road trips on the question of the day. 414-533-1037. Daryl and Racine said longest road trip was from Kenosha to Key West. It was a long drive, but worth it. Okay, never been to the Keys. It's on my list. Mary from Burlington said, good morning. We flew to Arizona to pick up an RV and drove it back to Burlington. Have a great day. Well, thanks, Mary in Burlington. All right, so the question of the day is, what is the longest road trip you have ever taken? And where did you go? Because I drove cross country with a friend who moved to California, and I would do it all over again. All right, we'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So we're talking about the longest road trip you've ever taken. Where did you go? How did it go? Jen and Zion texted in to 414-533-1037. She said, every year growing up, my parents and I would go on a road trip for 3 weeks every summer when I was off school. We have seen all 48 states, or we have seen 48 states. So many memories. A trip on my own as an adult was to North Carolina to see Daughtry and to see where One Tree Hill was filmed. Okay, Jen, very specific. And how cool that your parents took 3 weeks every summer to take you somewhere cool. I mean, that is very nice for sure. We're talking your longest road trip. So I'm going to go ahead and start with Allie in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Allie. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Love your name. So you've been on two road trips. You said you have a good one and a bad one. The good one was to Vegas with friends. I want to hear about the not so great one with family. Tell me more. What happened? Where'd you go?
So we went to Disney World.
Oh, nice. That's a very popular destination when people travel. Yep, and road trip from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm.
It took 26 hours.
Oh, God. Straight? Did you stop?
Yes. Oh, my God. So
girl.
Never give anyone under the age of 18 drinks and snacks like an open pantry.
On the road. Yeah. What happened?
We were stopping maybe every other hour.
To go to the bathroom.
To go to the bathroom. And I'm just like, this is the longest trip ever.
My dad does that, but that's because he's old. Drives me crazy, too. We're always stopping to go to the bathroom. I'm like, Dad, I cannot stop again. This is crazy. So
to the point, it's like, if you drink one more thing.
Yeah. Yeah. At some point, the parents just start throwing things out the window because they don't want to stop anymore. 26 hours to Disney World because you guys were eating and drinking and had to go to the bathroom. That's hysterical.
Eating and drinking. And I'm like, if somebody drinks one more thing.
So relatable. Well, thanks for calling, Allie. You call back, okay?
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. I want to pull up Austin in Kenosha because did you say Austin? Good morning, by the way. Did you say you went to Disney World in Florida as well?
Yes, we did. It was back when I was younger. I think I was like 4 or 5 at the time or whatever. But I just remember, like, it literally felt like an eternity driving there.
Yes.
We stopped 2 times. I believe, if I remember correctly, the, like, sleep, whatever. I think we drove, like, 6 or like 8 hours a day or whatever.
Yeah, it's something crazy. And how old are you, Austin, now?
I am 27
so
now.
So there was, you didn't have like a phone or a tablet probably when you were that little.
No.
It was 20 years ago. Oh my gosh. So you did what me and my sisters did, where we literally sat in the back and I had a Walkman and then I would look at license plates and shout out all 50 states until I found them. I mean, that is some old school-ish right there, Austin. You don't want to know about those days, boy. So Austin, you made it all the way to Florida to Disney World, which I'm sure a lot of people, that's one of the only road trips they've taken from here. It's a big one. So,
oh yeah, that's like the longest for sure in my life that I've taken. I think anything longer was like when I would drive like 5 hours to college. That's about it.
Yeah, and that's easy. You know, that's the end of the day. You can get up at 8, and you can be back by, you know, 1. Okay, if you really put your foot on and go fast. Anyway, all right, Austin, have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. I see your text coming in, and let's see. Nick in Waukesha texted in. He said, "Hey, Allie, the longest trip I ever took was from Waukesha to Texas, and I was in the military for that time. So I guess 3 years for active duty and then back to Wisconsin. Please sign your names when you guys text in so I know who it is." Nicole in Port Washington sent a text. She said, "Not just the longest road trip, but a proud one. I moved my daughter from Dirty Dallas to Washington State. Wow. Driving a U-Haul and towing a vehicle all alone." Yes, Nicole. Girl, I drove cross country with a U-Haul, with my car on the back of the U-Haul. When I left Vegas, because I did live in Vegas, I was on the radio, I was on a morning show in Vegas in my 20s, believe it or not, and I drove all the way back to Illinois to my parents' house by myself. So, girl, I feel you. Now, that's impressive. You go, Nicole. That's some good stuff. Last but not least, I want to go to Jesse in Milwaukee. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning.
So you drove to Miami? Is that what I heard?
No, we drove to Orlando for Disney World, but the one we went to, we just got back from, was Tulsa, Oklahoma for Hanson Day. The band Hanson.
Wait, I'm sorry, what? You went where for what?
I took two little girls, a two-year-old and an eight-year-old, to 777 miles to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Stop!
To hang out with Hanson for the weekend.
Wait, they have a Hanson Day?
They literally do.
Stop.
I always wanted to get a theme song from you, because you totally need to do a Hanson song, like it's
yes.
I Was Born or something. So I'm going to try to keep calling in. But like,
Jesse,
we went to
yes.
Hanson Day. We got to go to two concerts.
What?
They had a gallery.
I have questions. Are they from that city? Is that why it was
They're from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah.
Got it.
It all started as a joke because like their home city declared it Hanson Day in like 1997 or 1998. Something.
You're quite that story.
It was kind of like a spoof joke, but like all of a sudden their fan club is like all about it.
They're serious.
And,
no way.
Yeah, and they make boatloads of money, merch, everything.
And it brings people to Tulsa, which why the hell else would anyone go to Tulsa? I mean, seriously.
Right.
We went to Tulsa.
The Oklahoma Aquarium with the girls because the girls are too young. You have to be 13 to participate in Hanson Day.
What? Wait. Slow down. There's an age requirement for Hanson Day? Are you kidding me?
To get in the concerts. Who knows?
Their
kids are allowed in the concerts
because
they have a boatload of kids. They have like 15 kids.
Jesse, thank you. They were babies when they were famous, and now they're not letting kids into the show. The irony. The irony.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So, it is Pride Month, so this one would only be appropriate. You can always submit your What Would DZ Do's. I'm going to be at Pride Fest tomorrow night, by the way. She wants to know what to do because her grandparents are homophobic. And she wants to know if she's allowed to disconnect from family if they're homophobic. It's a great topic for Pride Month. Let's discuss. She said DZ, because DZ's still gone with his knee surgery. He hopefully will be back next week, so we'll see. Hang tight. Maybe he'll be on the show today. Maybe he won't. You'll just have to wait. This is what she said. DZ, I'm 27. I've always known that I'm gay since I was little. I didn't look at boys the way I fell for girls. And I was pretty honest and open about that during high school and college. My parents have always been supportive and nice to my partners that I've chosen to introduce them to. I recently fell in love, and I think this is the one. My grandparents have never been supportive. They're both in their 80s. They make rude comments about my sexuality, and I don't appreciate it. I want to disconnect from my grandparents fully. Wow. Can't blame them if that's what's going on. But here's the What Would DZ Do? But, there's always a but, isn't there? My parents think that's taking it too far. What should I do? So, okay. She's very open about the fact that she's in love with a woman. She has no shame. You go, girl. You should not have any shame. It is Pride Month, so perfect time to discuss this. Pride Fest is this weekend down at the lakefront. I'll be there tomorrow. I can't wait. Jordan Sparks is headlining. Let's go. Anyway, what do you think she should do? Should she fully disconnect from her grandparents? Because that's a serious, serious step. But that being said, I know people my age who have had to disconnect from family because they weren't supportive or homophobic. And sometimes maybe you can use it as a lesson, teach them, go, let me show you about our love. And sometimes it just doesn't. It doesn't matter. Nothing you say or do is going to change their mind because either they think that what you're doing is wrong, something from their childhood has been embedded into their brain that being gay is wrong. Maybe it was a church. Maybe it was a something. You know what I'm talking about. We all have different factors in our life that tell us what's right and wrong, social cues, social things. My parents never cared. I mean, granted, my sisters and I, all interested in guys, but I remember having gay friends in high school and bringing them home. It was just never even, we never even talked about it. It just wasn't even a discussion. You just knew. We didn't talk about it. It just was. Whereas other families, sometimes if this is an issue, you got to have a, you got to be like, oh, my friend's gay. Your friend's gay. What? Some people, it's a big deal. Not that that's okay, but these are conversations we need to have, especially in the month of June and every other month, I'm just saying. So she wants to disconnect fully from her grandparents who are homophobic. Her parents are supportive. Her grandparents are not. She's fallen in love. She is serious about it. What should she do? I cannot wait to hear what you guys say next. I see the phones are going crazy. I see the texts are going 414-533-1037. Stephanie in Kenosha said, bye, Papa. Bye, Mama. You guys, too much. All right, what should she do? Should she disconnect from her homophobic grandparents? We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, so she wrote in. She wants to know what to do. Her grandparents are homophobic. Her parents are supportive, but she's in love with a woman. She said she's known she's liked women her whole life since she was little, and her parents have always been supportive, but her grandparents have not. And she kind of wants to just cut the cord with the grandparents. She feels like they're toxic, and they're not going to ever support her and her lifestyle. So I'm going to go to Stephanie in Tosa. And Stephanie, you're perfect for this because you said your brother is gay, and what, your family has said they would disown him? What's the story here? Talk to me. Hey, girl.
Yes, yes. So my brother decided to come out when we were in high school.
Good for him.
And he didn't want to tell the family because the family is kind of prejudiced.
He knew that they were homophobic. Fair enough. Yep.
Because all of our friends were, you know, they were gay. They're cool to hang out with.
So you had gay friends, and the family was okay with that as long as you weren't gay. Is that correct?
Oh, no, they were not cool.
They had a problem with all of it. Oh, that's icky. Okay, I'm sorry that you grew up like that, but go on. Okay, so.
Yes.
So.
And so they told him that if anybody found out, they would disown him.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
That was horrible. But let me give you something even better.
Okay.
We were on the plane to Washington, D.C., my first time on a plane, and I was younger.
Yeah.
He told me, and I was like, oh my God, yeah. So, yeah, that was my story.
Yeah, well, a lot of times when people, and I've had friends come out and I'm like, I already knew that. And sometimes they just have to be ready. You know, you have to be ready. And that's your decision.
Mm-hmm. That are it, but don't want to come out because they're ashamed to. And that's not okay.
Heartbreaking. See, I forget these subgroups of people exist because I don't play with them. I don't play in the pond with the haters. And some may rip me for that I don't try to educate more. But the second I'm like, no, thanks. Go to your little pond over there. You're by yourself in your hater pond. That's heartbreaking, though. But I also grew up with a family that, you know, supports everything for the most part. And, you know, doesn't care what your lifestyle is. So, sucks, man. Well, I'm sorry that your brother has got to go through that. Do you think that, by the way, that she should disown the grandparents, by the way? You didn't even tell us.
You know what? She can just play it out. She don't have to tell them.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they're old.
They already know.
They're set in their ways. Mm-hmm. And honestly, if my grandparents, if I were like that and I had to tell my grandparents, I wouldn't. Like,
yeah.
I told my grandma when I was pregnant that I was married. And guess what? I had to get married because I lied to her.
Oh, stop it. You didn't have to do anything. You chose to get married because Grandma was so appalled that you weren't married. Oh, jeez. Oh, you know what? Now I'm getting more disappointed in society by the minute. I got to go. You know what, Stephanie? Have a great day. We love you. And tell your brother, stay strong. All right. Talk to you later. Bye. All right. Love you more. I've got Kaylee now. Keely, actually, calling from the South. Hi, Keely. Good morning.
Good morning, Allie. What's cracking?
Well, I'll tell you what's cracking. She wrote in for What Would DZ Do? She said that she's known she's been gay her whole life, had dated plenty of women. Her parents have been supportive, but her 80-year-old grandparents are not. They're homophobic. Should she basically disconnect from them is what she wants to know.
Bye, Mimi. Bye, Papa. It's done. It's
We're dropping them. They're out.
Life is too short. My brother came out of the closet. He's a twin. And my grandma and my grandparents, they were old, too. And we were so scared. And my grandma's like, you like pee-pee? It's fine. And I was like, oh, God. There you go.
Oh, it sounds like my grandma. She would say the most inappropriate things. And, you know,
my grandma.
I mean, you name it. They would talk. Oh, not even about your sexual orientation or your preference. I'm talking just inappropriate in general. So I feel you on that.
Well, whoever it is, tell them to reach out to Keely from the South. I'll share my GG.
Aw, you're so
Have a good
sweet.
Day.
You too.
I'm
bye.
So glad I can hear you. Bye.
Bye. I know. I'm working on I put in the Odyssey app was not working. And so I basically told them to get it working. And I'm trying my best. They say they're working on it right now. Okay. So if you're trying to listen on the app or your Alexa, I'm really, really sorry. But the good news is she called 5 days in a row. She's on fire. She got her own theme song. Good morning, Melanie in Milwaukee. Hi.
Hi.
I'm so happy for you. You're going to pick a Panic at the Disco song?
Yes, I am.
Say less. We're going to put that in today. So when you call back now, you're going to have your own theme song for calling 5 days in a row. Because Hey Look Ma, I Made It. I think that is a fantastic song for you to choose. So it's officially girl. It's officially yours.
Thank you.
All right. We're talking in the middle of Pride. Well, not middle. The beginning of Pride Month. I'm going to be at Pride Fest tomorrow night. Cannot wait. Jordan Sparks headlining. Pride Fest is all this weekend down at the Summer Fest grounds. Let's go. She wrote in and said that her grandparents, she wants to disconnect because they're homophobic. Her parents are supportive of her girlfriend. She's 26 or 27. She wants to know if it's okay to disconnect from her homophobic grandparents. What do you think?
Oh, this poor
it's heartbreaking,
friend
isn't it?
That we have. It is so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
However, all of us on the flip side who know that disowning people for their beliefs, it's not the right thing to do. Mm. Therefore, we don't want to be them.
So what do we want to do?
We want to distance ourselves from them. Mm-hmm. We want to tell them that they are going to only speak respectfully in our presence. And if they don't, they will leave or we will leave. And we will stand firm to that. And we will accept each other's differences. And if they can't respect that, then don't go around them.
You know what? But don't disconnect. I loved it how you said they can come around us, you know, like it's up to them. We're not leaving. They're leaving.
Heck yeah.
You know what, Melanie? You just inspired me. You're right. Forget them. They could go. We're not going.
Thank you.
Screw that.
You. That's right, girl.
Goodbye.
We got to get on this bandwagon to show people the right thing to do.
Bye.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, you know I let you guys come up with the names, especially with DZ being gone from his knee surgery. He should be back on Monday, but we'll see what the doctor said. Got to check in with him and see how it's going over there. But it sounded like he was motivated and ready to be back, so we'll see. All right, this person wrote in. You give him a name. She wants to know if she's the jerk for turning off her husband's alarm. It's not funny. It's mean. Why am I laughing? What's wrong with me? Okay. It says, Allie and DZ, I need to know if I'm the jerk. I can't believe I'm writing into the show. We listen every day on the way to school, work, and love Am I the Jerk? Well, here I am with a moral dilemma. My husband starts work at 6 a.m. and is a snoozer, which means his alarm goes off at 5 every day, and he doesn't get up right away. He has multiple alarms going off for 30 minutes. I'm always woken up and then I'm in a bad mood. Me and my kids don't usually get up until 6:30 because school starts later. Well, I'd had enough of his alarm going off for 30 minutes for how many years? I've complained. I've told him. It still happens. So I turned it off and he was late for work. Good. Now he's mad, says I'm the jerk, but I was just trying to prove a point that he needs to start getting up when his alarm goes off. Am I the jerk for turning off my husband's alarm? He's a snoozer and it's driving me crazy. Okay, what's her name today, guys? 414-533-1037. By the way, I'm really sorry the app's down. And if you always listen on the app because you don't live here, well, then you really can't even hear me saying that. But either way, the app is down. We're working on it. If you listen on your Alexa, I know a lot of people do. It's all down, the streaming. So we're working on it. You guys are naming her Snoozin' Susan. Snoozin' Sally. Oh, I like these. Snoozin' Susan. Technically, though, he's the one snoozing. She's the one who hung up on him. You see what I mean? 414-533-1037. That is the phone number. She has decided, after years of her husband snoozing for 30 minutes from 5 to 5:30, that she's had it. And she is now turning off his alarm. She did it once, and she says she's going to do it again. All right, is she the jerk? We'll talk to you next.
Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So the wife has had it with her husband constantly snoozing from 5 to 5:30 a.m. She says, me and the kids don't get up till 6:30. It's really rude. So I started turning off his alarm because I've had it. He's ruining my day every day and he won't stop. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for turning off her husband's alarm. You guys with your text messages are hysterical to 414-533-1037. They said, Tara in Janesville said, not the jerk, point made, lesson learned, get your sleep on, wife. Oh, geez. Renee in Greenfield said, yes, she's the jerk. Some people need that extra few minutes of snoozing to get their day actually going. Some people rely on it, like me. Maybe. Oh, boy. Okay. You know what? Screw it. I'm going to go straight to the phones and see which way the listeners are going today. Hi, Katie in Waterford. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Katie, you're first up today. Is the wife the jerk? We're going to call her Fed Up Felicity. Fed Up Felicity. Is she the jerk for turning off the husband's alarm?
I think yes.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because he was late or what? Go on. You have to expand as to why.
Late. Well, he gets up, he goes to work, and this and that. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like if there was a problem, like, she should have said something.
Well, she said she did. You know, but it sounds like he doesn't care either. He's like, this is how I get up, and this is what I do. But at the same time, then he was late for work.
Oh, man.
Now everybody's screwed.
I know. I know. Like, everybody's screwed.
Everybody's screwed with this guy.
It's kind of, like... Hopefully they can figure it out,
is why it's a moral dilemma, and this is why she wrote into Am I the Jerk, because she's like, I know it's wrong, but at the same time, he's screwing us, and I can't stop it. And so it's like, is it wrong? I don't know. You say jerk. Stick to your guns, okay?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yep, that's what we do.
Katie said, yep.
Like, all right, hopefully.
Jerk. All right, thanks for calling, Katie. You have a good day, okay?
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, bye. Bye-bye. I have named her Fed Up Felicity. That is her name, finally. Next up, she called 5 days in a row. I don't know. Does she ever call in for Am I the Jerk, though? I feel like we usually talk to her later in the show. From Oak Creek, Wisconsin, it's Julie. Julie, good morning. It's nice to talk to you a little earlier. Hi.
Yeah. Change of job, so change of schedule.
Well, Julie, I just want you to know we're in the Oak Creek Parade on July 4th at 9 a.m. I'll see you there. You better come say hi.
You will actually see me there because we never miss it.
Well, it's on, and they told me I get to. You know what? I'm not going to tell you what float I'm riding on. I'm just going to be quiet for now. I'll tell you guys on the show closer to the 4th of July. You're going to die when I tell you what float they got me on. It's so funny. It's not the fireman, so don't even go there, okay? It's better than that.
That was exactly where my mind went.
Not the firemen.
Milwaukee firefighters are,
Oh, well, I mean, I'll say hi to them, too, but I'm not on their float. But I will tell you closer to the 4th of July. Okay, Julie, let's get back to Am I the Jerk? Am I the jerk for turning off my husband's alarm? That's what Fed Up Felicity wants to know. Jerk or not the jerk?
Not the jerk.
You don't care that he was late for work. Why? Go on.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. If he is in a marriage that means...
Oh, my God.
Your partner, and
Julie.
And do things for your other partner.
Oh, okay.
No. And he needs to have some consideration for his wife, who is probably the one taking care of the kids all of the time.
Sounds like it.
And she probably goes to bed way later than he does. So he needs to get his butt out of bed when the alarm goes off
grow up already. Yeah, you're an adult, you have children. Like, you, I understand the snooze thing, because you know what, Julie, I'll keep it real, I'm a snoozer, but guess what, I'm alone, I don't affect anyone else when I snooze. But I can only imagine a partner might want to kill me, you know. And I would understand that, because especially if I'm getting up way earlier than everybody else, which is what he's doing, and he's snoozing for 30 minutes.
Then just set your alarm for 5:30, you ding dong.
Then he'll just snooze until 6 and really be late. All right, Julie. Thanks for calling.
Then that's on him.
Yeah, you're right. It's split down the middle, though, now. I'll see you at the Oak Creek Parade on July 4th. Bye, Julie.
Bye.
Bye. Last but not least, I have Colleen in Milwaukee. Hey, Colleen.
Hello. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Looks like you're the tiebreaker today, girl. We are split down the middle. Is she the jerk for turning off her husband's alarm because he won't stop snoozing?
You ready for me, Allie?
I'm so ready.
She's the jerk.
Go on, Colleen. Go on.
Okay. So my husband works Monday through Friday. He gets up at the same time this gentleman does.
Yep.
He is getting up to provide for you and said children, okay? So he sets a few alarms. And you know what? My husband also, when he wakes up, my baby and I wake up too. Like, that, my baby's used to getting up at that time because my husband gets up at that time.
Right.
Am I mad at that? No, he's getting up to go to work to provide for us.
Fair enough.
Also,
you know what? Yeah,
also,
go on. Look at you, got your husband's back. Yeah, girl.
Also, I work on the weekends, and guess what? I do the same. Does my husband get mad at me for doing that? Absolutely not, because we both are getting up to go provide for our family. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair, because you're a snoozer, too. So, of course, you're going to say jerk. But, Colleen, what if you weren't? What if you weren't?
If I worked, what do you mean?
What if you weren't a snoozer? You're like, well, I do the same thing on the weekend. I'm like, well, no wonder it doesn't bug you. You guys are the same. You're a perfect match.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
You guys, that's what I'm saying. You're a perfect match. Of course you think
she's
a jerk.
Even if I wasn't, he's still getting up to help provide for you and your family.
Sure.
Like, so now
you're saying,
want him to be late and possibly get fired because you don't want to get up an hour earlier?
You know what? You brought me around, Colleen, because now I'm going, you know what? You're right. When you get married or you have a partnership, this is part of it. You're supposed to support each other and help each other out, not be annoyed and like fight against helping the other. Figure out a solution. You know what? I'm coming back around.
I'm sorry, but she's going to get him fired by turning the alarm clock off, and then who's going to pay the...
He's going to get himself fired by not getting up.
Well, yeah, but okay, team effort here, okay, Allie?
Fair, fair. We're back arguing about the team. I love it. All right, no, you know what? It doesn't matter, Colleen. You win. Jerk. You say jerk, it's jerk.
Okay.
That's it, girl.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, have fun snoozing. Talk to you later.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. So there you go. It's official. The wife is a jerk for turning off her husband's alarm. I tried to have your back, Fed Up Felicity. I tried. It just did not work. I found him 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. DZ's still gone because of his knee surgery, but hopefully we'll be back on Monday if he's ready. I got to get my guest on the phone, and I got to get him off the phone because he has a very important appointment at 8 a.m. to go into school. Hi, Hudson.
Hi.
Hi, my 11-year-old is on the phone. Last 2 days of fifth grade, Hudson. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, good. I'm excited for you. I can't believe you're going to almost be a middle schooler. It's unbelievable. Well, it's almost summer, but I want to talk to you real quick before you have to go into the school at 8 about late night snacks, and you know why. You told me what was going on in the kitchen late at night at our house, and I had no idea.
Yeah, the other night at like 9 o'clock, I caught Owen making like oatmeal. And then like...
then like a week or two before, I caught him making a Caesar salad at like 9 o'clock.
So I got up the other day in Hudson, and I said to Owen, I said, Owen, why is the kitchen trashed? And that's when you told me what was happening late at night. I had no idea your brother was eating all of these. I had no idea he was coming down at 9, 10 o'clock at night and making Caesar salads. I mean, what is that? The kid is hysterical. He literally, like, makes them all day long. And then he was making oatmeal? I had no idea until I saw the bowl in the sink.
Yeah.
What else does he make late at night? Is this all he makes? Oatmeal and Caesar salads?
I mean, remember when he's like two bags of popcorn?
I busted him. That's right. I came downstairs for whatever reason, and he was in the middle of making his second bag. And I said, excuse me? And he goes, I shouldn't have made a second bag. I'm like, you shouldn't have made the first one. But okay, so Hudson, I just wanted to use you to tell us about the late night snacks, because that's what we're going to discuss next. Yeah. Okay, so I really appreciate you. Thank you for outing your brother for eating Caesar salad and oatmeal late at night. Do you want to give us your favorite late night snack before I let you go?
Sure.
What is it? What do you think it is?
This is more like a comfort snack with Cheez-Its.
Oh, you love Cheez-Its. You know what?
Yeah.
It's a staple in our house, Cheez-Its, even though I don't eat them. I always buy them for you guys. Okay?
Yeah.
Cheez-Its.
I love Cheez-Its.
Really? But not the toasty ones, right? Not the toasty ones.
Oh, no, the toasty ones are completely fine.
Oh, they're good.
I only like the normal flavor.
Oh, you do? Okay, good to
normal
know.
Normal flavor and extra toasty are the only ones that I like.
I got it. So Cheez-Its. All right. So basically, we want to know what your favorite
white
late night...
White cheddar is disgusting.
Wait, what's disgusting?
White cheddar.
What? You don't like the white cheddar Cheez-Its? Oh, that's an argument for another day. Somebody texted in and said, Owen, chill, bro. Don't tell on Big Bro. No, it's Hudson telling on Owen. The 11-year-old's telling on the 13-year-old, but he should, because I come down and I see these plates and I don't know where they came from. Hudson, thank you for outing Owen for his late night snacks. I appreciate you. Have a great day at school, okay? Love you.
Okay, love you too. Bye.
All right, so what are your favorite late night snacks? You guys, I'm not kidding. Like, I had no idea Owen was making Caesar salads. This is what this kid does. He asks me to go buy the Caesar salad packets, and then I buy grilled chicken, you know, and he basically puts together a whole salad with grilled chicken. I mean, I'm proud of how healthy it is. It's hysterical, but it cracks me up. What are your favorite late night snacks? That's what we're discussing right now, because I've been snacking a lot late at night. I can start to feel it in my thighs, so I got to stop that. But Mason in Caledonia said, potato chips or Doritos with French onion dip, your favorite late night snack. Whoever texted in, white cheddar is phenomenal. I agree with you. I don't know what his problem is. We're going to talk to you next.
Kiss FM.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. I don't know if you just heard, my 11-year-old Hudson was on the phone talking about best late night snacks, because he told me that my 13-year-old has been cooking all of these things late at night, like Caesar salad, oatmeal. I mean, you can't make this up, you guys. I was dying when Hudson told on Owen, which everyone's texting in. He shouldn't have done that to his brother, but I'm sorry. He's only 11. He tells me they're not in that mode yet where they keep their secrets unless it keeps them out of trouble. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Felina is calling from Burlington. Hi, Felina. How are you?
Hi, Ellie. I'm good. Miss you, DB.
Oh, I hope he's listening, because I miss him too. It's not the same when he's not here. The show's not the same. So hopefully he'll be back Monday after his knee surgery. But Felina, I think your late night snack is going to be a crowd favorite. Go ahead. Share it with everyone.
The biggest glass of milk I can possibly have.
Somebody texted in and said milk and Oreos. So I thought you were going to say cookies too, but just milk, huh? Just milk.
Yes, that's my daughter's. We get up together. I have the milk. She has the cookies.
Oh, that's hysterical. Oh, I don't like milk, surprisingly. Hi, guys. I don't like milk, so I would never do that. But I'm sure there's a lot of people who love a cold glass of milk at night. Good answer, Felina. Thank you for calling.
Of course. Thank you.
Bye. All right, so I'm reading your text right now. You can always text in to 414-533-1037. They said, Carlo in West Allis texted in. He said, being originally from New Jersey, I have to say my favorite midnight snack is cheese, aged cheddar, and smoked Gouda. I buy it at the grocery store here. It's amazing. Courtney in Racine said, the 100-calorie thin brownie cracker cookies. It makes me feel less guilty at night While eating it, than eating an actual brownie. Yeah, but Courtney, then the problem is you eat three packages. I don't say you do. I'm saying I would. That's why I can't even go there. It's like, well, you're only supposed to have one, but whatever. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. She's a regular. She's saucy. Saucy.
Hey, my friend.
Saucy Sandra girl. When Hudson said he caught Owen making a Caesar salad, I almost lost it, dude. I could not.
Yeah. That's super cute. But like I said, I think he's just going through a cycle. Because the only time I made Caesar salads in the middle of the night was when I was pregnant.
Well, Owen better not be pregnant. I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, no, just cycle time.
But we are at the teenage where they go through changes and all kinds of things. So it's similar.
Yes.
Anyway, definitely. So what's your late night snack, Saucy?
Okay, so I make ramen, but not just ramen.
Oh, because somebody texted in ramen. Tell me what your secret is.
I don't know if I can.
What do you
okay,
mean?
Maybe I can.
You better.
You take an egg and you mix it in with the packet and some mayo, and then you mix in the noodles, and oh my God.
Wait. So egg? What else? Egg,
mayo, and the packet from Ichiban. You have to have the Ichiban ramen.
Okay, yep. Mm-hmm.
And you mix that all together. You boil the noodles 3 minutes.
Oh.
No longer, no shorter.
Oh,
then you take it directly from the pan, and you take it and you put it into there with the boiling water. It cooks up the egg a little bit.
It makes them all moist.
My gosh.
I love ramen noodles. I miss them so much. I order the plant-based ones. Don't make fun of me. I order the plant-based ones so I can eat them because, you know, I can't eat noodles. Well, I don't. Right. I choose not to eat noodles because, you know, I'm low carb. So I'll get the, every now and then it's a little guilty pleasure for me to have the keto ones. And they're so, I'm like, oh, that, it's the ramen. It's the texture. It's the curly noodle.
Yes.
I don't know what it is, but I miss it.
And sometimes you get a little bit of the crunchies and a little bit left over in the bottom of the bag and you put that on top. It's so good.
You know what, Saucy? Now I want ramen. I got to go. Thanks for calling.
Much love.
Bye. Much love. All right. Stacy's in Sheboygan next. And she's got two little kids, Michael and Mariah, who are 10 and 8 in the car. Hi, guys. How are you? Hi. Oh, did they get out, Stacy? Where are they?
No, they're there.
Oh, they're here. They're just being shy. It's okay. It's a lot to be on the radio. We're talking late night snacks. And somebody texted in, Rico texted in and said, white cheddar. Sorry, Owen. He loves the white cheddar. And Haley from Greenfield texted in, Nutella Uncrustables are her favorite late night snack. So what are you guys eating late at night, Stacy? Is this one of the kids? Is this Michael?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Michael. Okay, talk to me, Michael. What's your favorite late night snack? You heard my son Hudson give his. What's yours?
If you're like watching a movie like at nighttime, you can grab some popcorn.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you can get some goldfish and then put it in the popcorn mix it up and then.
You know what, Michael? Say less. Popcorn mixed with goldfish?
Goldfish, yeah.
I mean, Stacy, should I tell him the next secret, which is to add another layer, which is M&M's, or should I keep that from him? I mean...
Yeah, that's fine. He likes the extra cheddar goldfish. What about you?
So does Owen. Owen's obsessed. He's like, you have to get the extra cheddar goldfish. It's not the same. And I'm like, okay...
Here's Mariah. She'll tell you what she likes.
Mariah, I would love to hear what your favorite late night snack is. Let's hear it.
The blue and red Doritos.
Oh, the blue and red. Wait, does she mean Cool Ranch and nacho cheese, Mom?
Nacho cheese.
Yes.
Yeah, she likes Takis, too. The Blue Heat Takis.
And she's 8?
Yeah, she's 8.
Oh, my God. I can't even eat those. And I'm more than 8, let me tell you. All right.
You want to hear mine?
Yes, Stacey. What's yours? Tell me, quick.
A nice bowl of frosted mini wheat.
You know what? I can't believe nobody said cereal. Thank you for bringing up cereal because I know you're specific, but cereal might be one of my favorite late night snacks. And I said I don't like milk, but that's the one time you'll see me. You know, I'll eat it in cereal, obviously. Because
I'm the same way. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of milk otherwise. So, okay, cereal, good one. Thanks for calling, Stacy, Michael, and Mariah.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Okay.
All right. I see all of your bye, guys. Oh, I hope DZ's listening. I see all of your texts coming in. Trish from Racine said, Jif peanut butter with Dove chocolates. I was just going to say, what about peanut butter and jelly? Or is that now outdated? These kids don't know nothing about making the homemade PB&J anymore. They're eating their little Uncrustables. Hi, Allison and Racine. Welcome to the show. Good morning. So somebody said Pringles with cottage cheese is their favorite late night snack.
No cottage cheese ever.
Oh, I love cottage cheese. But I don't know about it with Pringles. Like, I don't really know. No, thanks. I'm good there. But anyway.
Let me say really quickly on the white cheddar comment that people are saying, have not tried Cracker Barrel in the grocery store, not the restaurant.
Oh, I was going to say. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The Vermont white cheddar is the best white cheddar I've had in my life.
Wait, is it a cheese you're talking about? It's a Cracker Barrel cheese. And say it's the white cheddar one?
It's Vermont white cheddar.
Well, now I'm going to go try it.
Mm-hmm. Go get it. It's phenomenal. They sell it in a cube or they sell it pre-sliced.
Say less. I think I know what you're talking about. I'm going to try it because you said it's the best. People are texting in things like hot pretzel with cheese, Doritos with cottage cheese, hot Cheetos and popcorn with the white cheddar thing sprinkled on top. You guys are funny.
See?
So, Allison, you said you have a good one and a bad one for late night snacks. Okay. Give me the bad one first.
Okay, bad one is meaning bad for me. It's a bad one.
Got it.
But I used to eat a lot of them, and now I don't because, like I said prior, I'm on my weight loss journey.
No judgment. What are you eating? Tell me everything.
They are the cheese cracker peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh.
You know what I'm
Wait. I like the peanut butter, not the cheese. There's two different ones. What are you talking about?
Yeah, there's a bunch of different varieties. So the ones that I like are the actual cheese crackers with the peanut butter inside, and it has to be the Munchies.
Hold on.
It has to be the Munchies,
brand. Okay, so you're talking about the orange cheddar crackers with peanut butter. That was all I needed, was the orange to get it in my mind of what we were talking about. The orange crackers with the peanut butter in between. Phenomenal. But I never met one of those peanut butter crackers I didn't like, if I'm being completely honest.
That's why they're bad, because you want like 17 of them.
And they're not the same as the Ritz Bits. I'm sorry. Ritz tried to recreate it with their little sandwiches. I'm not saying I won't eat those, but they're not the same. And
they
that's a brand name, by the way. A big brand name.
Yes.
So anyway.
And Munchies are the saltier ones out of all the different brands. So trust me, I have a peanut butter aficionado in my house.
We're horrible. Listen to us. We're like, and then the worst one. So wait, what was the good snack then? We had one more from you.
My good snack, which is my favorite that I have, is I usually do berries. And right now, obviously, it's strawberries with some whipped cream.
You said
and
obviously.
And that is my late night treat.
That's really good. Strawberries with a little whipped cream. Okay, that's a good one. I like
that. Especially because they have all the whipped creams now that have like 0 calories, 0 sugar, whatever.
Right.
You still get the sweetness with the strawberries.
Mm-hmm. All right, now I'm hungry. Now I gotta go, Allison. Goodbye.
Great day, Allie.
Hey,
Love you too.
Love you more. Bye. All right, so we're talking late night snacks. I see all of your texts coming in. You guys are phenomenal. And I did not expect everyone to be fighting over the white cheddar, but it looks like that's what we're doing, okay? Thank you for all your texts. Roger in Milwaukee said, my late night go-to snack is ice cream Snicker bars. Mm. Somebody texted in Frito scoops and whipped cream cheese. See, now I'm curious where you guys come up with these things, because I never did Fritos and cream cheese, but I love both. Something to try, I suppose. Big changes coming to the city. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Going to be out at Pride tomorrow night. I cannot wait. And by the way, not only is Pride Fest this weekend, but we've been giving away Summerfest tickets as well at 7:45 after Am I the Jerk. We'll have more tomorrow and go online and you can win tickets to see Offset, some pit passes for him at 1037kissfm.com. Lots of giveaways going on here at Kiss FM. Okay, so this summer, big changes happening in the city. One of the biggest things for Milwaukee was the July 3rd fireworks. Yeah, you know them. They're down by the lakefront. Maybe you've been to them. Maybe you haven't. I lived downtown and on the east side for many, many years. So I attended many of these Milwaukee July 3rd fireworks. I remember walking down the stairs to the lake, getting a spot, setting up a blanket. It's packed. People love it. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful show. Well, they announced that this year it's officially going to be replaced by a drone show at McKinley Beach. And I think that's great. They said not only is it cost effective and environmentally friendly, let's think about all of the pros for the drone show, but it saves everyone money. So they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on fireworks. Some crazy number. Well, that comes out of budgets and, you know, money we pay for. You have to have people either raising that money or you got to take it from everyone else paying taxes. So what are you going to do? Look, I have been to a drone show. It's phenomenal. I loved it. I thought it was great. It went to music. It was just perfect. I don't have a problem getting rid of the fireworks, but I feel like a lot of people are going to be upset. And you saw this online. People were very angry about the fireworks going away. That being said, I want to know what you guys think. Drones, fireworks, are you going to be team drone or are you going to throw a fit? You going to be a Karen and be mad about the fact that we're getting rid of the fireworks? I get why fireworks are awesome. I get why they're part of our 4th of July, but I also get why they suck and why they're crazy. I mean, think about this, you guys. In like 30 years, our kids are going to be like, hold on. Like, just hear me out, you guys, for real. Think about this. Like, my children, Owen and Hudson, 11 and 13, in like 30 years, they're going to look at me, I swear to God, and they're going to go, let us get this straight. You shot off explosives once a year and called it America? Yeah. Did people get hurt? Sure they did. Did things get damaged? Did fire start? Sure they did. But you guys kept doing it? Yeah, and it was awesome. I mean, just imagine, like, these conversations. Some of this is just technology evolving, helping the environment, making sure people don't get hurt. And the fact that drone shows are really cool. I'm sorry. I'm team drone show. I'm actually all about it. Everyone with dogs and kids, they're going to be happy. Everyone's going to win, aren't they? I don't know, 414-533-1037. I'm curious, how do you guys feel? Are you going to be team drones? Are you going to accept this? Are you going to throw a fit like a lot of people and be mad that they're actually, you know, doing drones instead of fireworks for the 3rd of July in Milwaukee? I think it's fantastic. I mean, and maybe you guys can call and light me up and say I'm wrong. I support that also. We'll talk to you guys next. Talking about the Milwaukee fireworks, which are no longer on July 3rd, 103.7 KISS FM. They announced that the fireworks down at the lakefront will officially now be a drone show. And I support this. A lot of people are very upset about this, but it costs hundreds of thousands of dollars in order to do those fireworks. And let's be real, they're dangerous. They're bad for the environment. They look cool. But guess what also looks cool? A drone show. Have you ever been to one? They're phenomenal. I can't believe the things they can do with drones. It's wild. So we're discussing today, how do you feel about the drone show? I'm just going to go to Kimberly first in Milwaukee, who has an opinion. Hi, Kimberly. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, are you upset or are you getting down with the drone show replacing the fireworks? How do we feel?
Okay, you can call me Bianca Bipolar because I want both of them.
Yep, fair enough.
I'm old school, so I'm a double nickel. I grew up with the fireworks here in Milwaukee. We look forward to that every year. I don't care where I'm at. I'll break out like the chicken pox trying to get down to the lakefront, trying to see the fireworks. But now that I am a grandma, and you know, I have animals. And a lot of times the animals, they become afraid when they when they hear the fireworks.
Right.
And little children, they are just so amazing, and they are very versatile and adaptive.
Yeah.
And I think because we are stepping into a new age, although it frightens me sometimes with the technology. But hey,
sure.
I'm a swing and rock on that boat, as Aaliyah says.
Yep.
But I just want to say environment.
You just made an Aaliyah reference that I love, and only people our age get it. I love it. Okay, go on. Anyway, back to what you were saying.
I want the environment to be great for my grand.
Yeah.
You know, I love my grand, and I want them to be able to experience being outside, not having to mask up and
Kimberly,
not having to be afraid of certain things.
Did you hear what I said, though? Like, in 30 years, don't you think, like, my kids are going to look at me and go, you did what? You shot off explosives? Sounds so cool.
But you know what? That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Those kids are going to be like, hey, you feel that one? It'll be like my guy. He keeps secret staff, and he'll take them out in the alley, late at night, okay, I got something to show you. So.
Oh, girl, I've been a part of some of those. It's amazing everybody made it out alive, let me tell you. So, all right, thanks for calling, Kimberly. I appreciate your input and all of your years in Milwaukee. And you said, you know, it was a part of your childhood. So I support that. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to Nick in Waukesha, not to be confused with our regular Nick. Totally different Nick. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How you feeling about the drone show taking over for the 3rd of July fireworks at the lakefront?
So just like Kimberly, I'm old school. I grew up with fireworks. Mm-hmm. You know, family would go down, set up our spot.
Yep, same.
And, you know, we'd enjoy the show.
So is this hard for you to hear that they're changing it, or do you support it?
I actually support it. You know, I'm all for, you know, saving costs and not taking from the taxpayers. Mm-hmm. And
it saves a ton of hundreds of thousands of dollars they're going to save not buying all these fireworks. And technology.
I mean, I've seen fireworks shows have explosions from, like, where the launch pad, wherever they're firing from. You know, it's very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Nick, sorry to cut you off, but have you seen some of the images they can make with drones? It's insane.
Oh, I have. They're wonderful. I'm definitely excited to see the change for sure.
Goosebumps. Yeah, it's really, really cool. Okay, so Nick, you're struggling because you are old school and you like the fireworks, but you also understand why this might be time to evolve and still make it just as cool. You can get behind that. Fair enough. Because there's a lot of people who are not ready to evolve, Nick, let me tell you.
Oh, I don't doubt that one bit.
And they're all on Facebook. Enjoy reading those comments.
I just might have to.
All right, have a good day, Nick. We'll talk to you later.
You guys.
All right, bye. All right, last but not least, Brenda's in Milwaukee. Hi, Brenda. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm talking about how they announced that they're replacing the lakefront fireworks on July 3rd with drones. I support it for many reasons. How do you feel about it, though?
I also support it for all of the reasons that you all mentioned. Mm-hmm. I was going to talk about the animals and the babies, but also
thinking of the people who are on the spectrum who have like sound sensitivity. Mm-hmm.
A lot of sensory issues now. Yep.
Yeah, I think there's a great opportunity there for everyone to enjoy. Mm-hmm. And it's not like there aren't going to be any fireworks anywhere.
That's true. You still have them other places. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so people need to chill out.
Yeah. Yeah. You're on to something there. Yeah, you're right. You chill out because you can drive 3 minutes to a suburb and still see them and you'll live. Or shoot them off yourself and at your own risk and be safe. So, okay. So, Brenda, we're going to evolve. We're going to do it slowly, but we're all going to accept that the 3rd of July fireworks are no more. We're going to enjoy the drone show. Thank you for calling, Brenda.
Hold on.
I have a snack idea. Oh my God, I love this, by the way. If you guys missed it, around 8 o'clock, I had Hudson, my 11-year-old, on before he went into school. He said that he caught Owen, my oldest, my 13-year-old, making Caesar salads and oatmeal late at night, and I was dying. So I asked everybody, what's your favorite late-night snack? So now, you heard that, Brenda, and you want to go back. So, okay, fine, I'll accept it. What's your favorite late-night snack? I want to hear it.
So I make these delicious snacks out of Metajoule dates. You take the inside, the seed out. You put peanut butter in there. You stick a nut in there. And then you cover them in melted chocolate.
Oh, my God.
And then sprinkle them with sea salt.
Oh, my God.
Save them in the fridge. And they taste just like Snickers. And they're healthy.
Can I tell you something randomly about dates? I was never a date, like, you know, the fruit. We're talking about the fruit. I was never a fan of dates, I thought. And then I went on a date, and the guy ordered dates as the appetizer. It was in Greendale, and it was the Eleanor Room. I had to think about where I was. They were phenomenal.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It was like, oh, he ordered dates. And then I tried them and I was like, these are so good. So it was one of those things I realized I should have been eating them my whole life.
Yeah,
so I support you. I was shocked. I was shocked how good they were. So, all right. I support it. Hey, thanks for sharing your late night snack and supporting the drone show, Brenda.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye, girl. Bye.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.